And we're back. So it's been a couple weeks. We went on a bit of a sabbatical. I've been circumnavigating the entire world, it seems, the last couple weeks. We had a Super Bowl. I bleached my hair. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for watching live. Thanks for watching the replay, listening to a pod or whatever. Glad to have you here. And be sure to check out our Patreon at patreon.com/theIDP Army for tiered dynasty rankings, the ultimate IDP index, tiered best ball rankings, VIP Q&A. Get on that Discord. I'm answering questions all the time. I'm your host, Duchesne's underscore, joined as always by Tim at Nubs, double N, double B. How you be?
Not bad. I have some stuff I got to do with my plumbing, but besides that, I'm doing all right. As I told you before the show started.
Yeah, but that's disgusting.
We're doing pretty decent besides that. We might actually get some ice, though, in Texas. So it might be work from home for the rest of the week. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, so I just got back from your place last week for the Super Bowl. Bleached my hair at halftime. It came out a little rough, and then we fixed it up again. But I've gotten a lot of compliments. So either people are lying or they actually dig it. I kind of like it myself.
I dig it. I mean, It's a completely different look, but it works for you.
Thanks. It's like my Gerard Way Welcome to the Black Parade phase, 2006 emo. So about that Super Bowl, a lot of people said it wasn't a good game. I thought it was a perfectly fine game, and I also saw a lot of complaining about the reffing, and I just think that that's just what happens when there's, you know, everybody's watching every play. They're actually paying attention instead of watching Red Zone all year. So I thought it was actually a pretty well officiated game. I mean, besides a little bit of funny business at the end, but
we've watched a lot of primetime games this season that were way worse officiated, like the entire way through, than this game. Yeah, there was a big missed call, but it didn't end up affecting the outcome where there was an advantage to the team that won due to the call.
Are you talking about Higgins with
the face mask? We really need to stop bitching about that because they didn't win.
Yeah. I mean, and it gave us a good play. Like, it made the game more interesting anyways. Like, they missed the call. Like, it wasn't, you're not going to get a perfectly officiated game. I thought they did a pretty well job, all things considered. Like, we watch a lot of shitty officiating. So that's not my takeaway from the game. My takeaway from the game is Joe Burrow's a dude. Went back out there. Have we heard anything about his knee? I haven't heard anything.
No. But when a guy is screaming on the field, screaming, you expect it to be bad. Nope, he's back in the game.
Yeah, came back in. We had P. Ryan in, though, on third and one getting stuffed.
Yeah, what the fuck, dude? He shouldn't have been on third down. He shouldn't have been on fourth down. And I understand that, like, Joe Mixon has played almost no third down or had almost no production this year on third down, but it's the Super Bowl.
P. Ryan, baby. And the Sewell over Chase. People came out on because Chase at the end of that game had a snap. Because
They would totally be there without Chase.
They would have got there, right?
Yeah. Sewell would have just burned Ramsey in the first half, too. Fuck.
Yeah, there's some bad takes. I know we're rehashing, but we've been off for a week or a couple weeks. So
here's the thing, too, about that. They can take Chase, right, and still fix the offensive line. They made the decision not to. Like, it's not just black or white, this or that.
And it's not like Sewell really killed it. I mean, us as fantasy players don't really see it, but I mean, he wasn't even playing left tackle. He was playing right a lot of this year. I think he'll be fine for what it's worth.
Mm-hmm. I think he'll be really good.
Yeah. But yeah, they still didn't do much to actually fix that one anyways, besides Sewell. You're absolutely right.
And say whatever you want, they still almost won that game. Mm-hmm. Chase was open at the end of the game, too. So if Burrow just has an extra second or somehow is able just to locate and put the ball up, who knows what happens.
Yeah. Halftime shows are back. That was sweet. I didn't see a lot of it, but I rewatched it. We were doing my hair during that halftime show.
Yeah, it was a good show. I mean, everyone's like saying it's the best ever, which I honestly don't think it is, to be honest with you.
Boo!
I think the acts were great, but like I wasn't like impressed by like the stage. I feel like I've seen bigger, better stages in the past, and like just production value. But I was very entertained. I'm happy they came out to what was it? I was saying still DRE, but it was wrong. Next episode, and I was so happy to see that to start. So
yeah, I'm booing my man Billy Ombrevender. Still Sewell over Chase. Just big disagreement, dude. I hope you're trolling. You're trolling. I've made up my decision for you. You're trolling. Yeah, Stafford's a dude. Glad he got his ring. Cup's a dude. I know that he won't be the greatest wide receiver again next year, so you got to fade him, regression and all that. Yeah, that's already starting. I'm not happy about that. But I guess I am, because he's falling in drafts and his value isn't as high as it should be. You don't have to be the greatest wide receiver back-to-back years. Like, I know it's hard to be the wide receiver one every year, but he literally just had the greatest wide receiver season of all time.
Should have been MVP.
Of the league?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about we talk about the reigning MVP of the league? I don't really want to talk about him, but I guess I got to give you a minute to vent if you want.
Well, I mean, he's still my guy. He's been through so much. The problem is that the organization just never wants to go both feet in and just go all in and just go get guys. Go get playmakers. No, we want to draft our backup quarterback because in some time Aaron Rodgers might leave us. But, you know, we don't want to just take advantage of every situation we have, but we have him. Nope. Backup tight end, backup running back, backup quarterback. That's how we're going to approach one of our drafts, one of the worst drafts ever.
Hey, AJ, is this AJ Dillon slander going on?
Right, I'm not now? Slandering AJ Dillon. I'm slandering the decision to make that pick at that point in time when there were receivers still on the board.
Oh, receivers? Yeah, they haven't done much. I mean, Amari Rodgers, 65 reception lock, but besides that, yeah. So do you think he's gone? He's gone, right?
I think it's more likely he's gone than he stays, but it's really hard for me to see him go to an AFC team. It just doesn't make sense to me. Like, why would you want to go like through those, like that powder keg of like five or six quarterbacks that just, there's no guarantee you get past the first round, and there's almost no quarterback worth competing against in the NFC. Obviously Stafford just won the Super Bowl, but that's because that Rams team was so good by itself.
So I just had a thought that I haven't heard elsewhere, because a lot of the talk is Rodgers to Denver or San Francisco. I don't even know. But what about Tampa Bay?
Mm-hmm. That's the one place I'd like to see him play besides Green Bay.
Like, that division's a cakewalk. You're the second best quarterback is what, Matt Ryan? Like, or a rookie, or...
Should have been Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Should've you know been that Fields. Atlanta took Pitts because they couldn't get Lance? Did you know that? That was the facts?
No.
They wanted Lance. They were going to take Lance if he was there at four.
I don't hate the pick with Pitts, though, but I mean...
I just don't think it makes sense with where they are at in their...
Yeah. I mean, I don't know it's just crazy how much of a drop-off they must have had from Lance to Fields if they went Pitts, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But enough about that. The only other news really that I kind of want to talk about is, I mean, franchise tags are starting, or at least they're open. I don't know when they close. I think it's in like, what, 2 weeks or something?
I don't know if it closes before the league year opens, because it opens on the 14th. So
I think that's when they close.
Okay.
I think they got to be done by the 14th. But anyways, franchise tags are open, and let's keep it in Green Bay. I think they franchise DVA, like Davante Adams. I don't see why not. In any situation, Rodgers is there, franchise tag him. Love's there, franchise tag him. You want to trade him away, franchise tag him. Because it doesn't make sense for them to. I mean, yeah, it doesn't make sense for them to sign a contract with him.
The only thing I'm concerned with, well, I should say a couple things about it, is that the franchise tag is 100% guaranteed money. So if you're going to try to move him, then you got to try to work a deal where the team acquiring him ends up paying some of that guarantee, because there's a lot of, you know, cap manipulation that can happen. But also, if you do franchise him, who says anything about him holding out? That's another thing that we have to look at with fantasy too, is that if they do franchise him and there's, let's say, a 30% chance he holds out, how much of a drop is that in your ranking, you know?
Yeah, but like it affects their trade value, but they'll still get something for him as opposed to letting him walk. Like,
yeah,
you'll still get something. So I think no matter what, Adams gets franchise tagged. And he could hold out, but I mean, either do that or you let him go for nothing. And I don't know who else they would really. That's your most valuable asset that's coming up. I mean, besides Rodgers, but I don't know. Let him walk. Another wide receiver that has some talk about is Mike Williams. They have a ton of cap space in Los Angeles for the Chargers. I would not want to pay Mike Williams $17 million. I also don't want Mike Williams on my fantasy teams. I must have said it on the pod before, but there's not a single worse player on your fantasy team than Mike Williams, because you can't bench him. And when you do, he's going to blow up. Like, he's the most frustrating asset in fantasy football. So just get off my team.
I love listening to the pods that say he's worth a first-round pick. It's just hilarious to me.
I can't.
Go give your first. Go get this man. Why? Because he might consistently not get you wins?
Yeah. He can't catch a ball without killing himself.
If I'm the Chargers, what I want to do is let Mike Williams walk and then go target myself some Allen Robinson and replace him with Robinson, who then gets to play with the best quarterback he's ever seen.
I think they have enough cap room that they could do both.
That would be interesting,
wouldn't it? Like, and Allen Robinson is, you know, sort of keen to, he's sort of a mixture of both. I feel like he would do well with Herbert. I mean, it's hard to think of a wide receiver that wouldn't. Deontay probably couldn't catch the ball with those rockets coming in.
Those are rockets.
I mean, he's dropping fucking noodle balls from Ben Roethlisberger. So, Dalton Schultz, a couple tight ends, actually. Dallas is a little bit up against the cap with a lot of people to sign. So it's Schultz or Gallup. I don't know what else they would do or who else they would go after. But
I heard that there's a chance about Amari getting like let go, things like were waived or cut or whatever you want to say, whatever the format is. But also something that's probably not getting enough attention is that Jarwin is under a long-term deal. And I'm not saying Schultz is or isn't better, but it may end up just being that they have Jarwin locked in and they just go with him because it might just work out better for their other moves in the offseason.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense to – it absolutely would not make sense to sign Schultz long-term because I don't – even if – he's not that much better than Jarwin, right? He had a good year. I think Jarwin can do pretty much what Schultz did if given the opportunity and healthy.
And Jarwin's basically free right now if you're looking for fantasy stuff.
Yeah, just like Schultz was last year. Mike Gesicki, another tight end that might get tagged. The thing about the tag is no one wants them to get a tag. Everybody wants these players to go to like a perfect situation, which never really happens. Same thing with the draft. Especially last year, the draft was a huge disappointment.
Well, they romanticize all these locations that people can land on, but then you end up where they just don't use them enough, like Hooper. Cleveland should have been a perfect spot for Hooper because Hooper can do both blocking and receiving. Obviously, he's better at receiving, but there should have been a lot larger of a target share for the play action game with him, and there just wasn't. And he got, what, the richest tight end contract of all time?
Who?
Sorry. Austin Hooper?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm or like sure. One of them. I know he got a huge contract. So it's really hard to romanticize these spots unless like – I mean, you can say whatever you want about the money, but we can look at Johnny and know the exact opposite. So
yeah, and Patriots have two top five tight end contracts right now. Oh my God. And they're talking about bringing in another one, like, because Johnny isn't it, because he's not it. I mean, I think I said this. I did say this on a recent pod where, like, he's good if he can get the damn ball in his hands, but he doesn't know how to play football, so he can't get the fucking ball in his hands.
Yeah, it just seems like he's like missing like concepts where then like even on plays that he does get the ball, the timing's off and he's just not ready to catch it.
Yeah. Some defensive players like JC Jackson, I can see for the Patriots getting franchise tagged because there isn't much out there for corners. I think the top corner is Stephon Gilmore, who they let go. I think he's the only other guy really out there. And a lot of these might just be tag and trades, you know. And then Jesse Bates for the Bengals. I feel like he deserves a contract, though. But
I like Jesse Bates a lot.
And he just killed it in the playoffs, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Like he was just, he was one of their MVPs for that playoff run. Mm-hmm.
It's funny because like his play at Wake basically reflected exactly how he's playing in the NFL. Just he's just been able to elevate, and it's been great.
Yep. Anyone else? Allen Robinson ain't getting tagged again, right?
Let's hope not.
He literally just gave up and said, I'm not even bothering.
I don't know if he's eligible, but is it Matthew? Isn't he a free agent too?
Honey Badger?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I haven't looked at his contract.
I'm pretty sure that he's a free agent this year. I don't know if he's eligible to get tagged though.
I don't know if he'd be worth a tag. Like, I feel like you could sign him for cheaper. Like not if he's not worth it. I just don't know if he'll get that much on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't have anyone else with tags. Do you have any other news items?
No, I think we're good at covering that.
All right, well, let's redraft the 2021 class, huh?
It's time for the main event.
All right, one day I might work with somebody or do it myself where I make new music and new videos, but this is what we got for now because I make the content. I don't make videos. I did make all the sounds you hear, all the music. That's me. I made those. Well, kind of proud, all right?
Highest interest in the game.
It was. I don't know how well it rendered, like, if it comes across as like the quality, because I don't know, it sounds like a rip now to me. Like after I put it in the
compressed.
Compressed. After I put it in the movie maker, I don't know, maybe not, but sounds that way to me. But we're redrafting the 2021 class. Assume Superflex, PPR, tight end premium if you want. It really shouldn't change your rankings all that much, in my opinion. We're not going to do IDP, but if we did, Micah Parsons is probably 102. And then I don't know, whatever after that. So how do we want to do this? All right. Odd or even?
Odd.
All right. So
damn it.
I'll go first. it's like, I just threw a two up. I had one through two. No, I had two up. All the time. 101, Jamar Chase.
Oh, you bastard. I was going to finally get the chance to draft Chase in the 101 league.
I think it gets a little hard after 101, like, at least this pick.
Consensus 101 for sure. You know, he's what? Wide receiver one in Dynasty? Wide receiver two? Personally, I kind of want to lean Jefferson in number one overall in Dynasty. I just feel like his target share is greater and more consistent. But talent-wise, you can't argue against
it. And tied to Barrow.
Mm-hmm. Number two, I picked two. I actually went Waddle.
Whoa!
Just based on production and helping your team, I'm going with the guy that scores a lot in PPR.
Yeah, I like Waddle, but he was my five. So at 103, I'll take Najee Harris, workhorse back that I finally got my first share of. I'm not even that high on him as an actual talent. I think he's a good running back. He just has the workload, and he's good. He's good.
The only thing is that offensive line, we got to see it get better, and really want to see what quarterback they bring in. Like, depending on which the quarterback they bring in, what tendencies that they have could be really different about what he even gets in the receiving game.
That was one other thing that I saw on a news item was I saw Steelers planned a tender. Dwayne Haskins.
Oh, so, my God.
So Haskins or Rudolph?
Jesus. Wasn't Wentz like the leader in Vegas for going to Pittsburgh? Wasn't that like the team?
I hope not.
Most likely to sign him?
Just draft a quarterback. But yeah, I would go Rudolph. But you're up at 104, and I think I kind of messed up 103, to be honest.
I'm going T-Law.
Well, okay, I did not mess it up. You are just letting me steal this.
Go
right
ahead.
Now.
Go ahead. Steal it.
T-Law, I thought I was the only T-Law truther left. I wasn't a T-Law truther to begin with last year, but I haven't fled as much as other people have.
I still believe. I understand he had a really tough year. I understand you could talk about all the metrics that went against him, but I think that there's going to be a, I don't want to say turnaround, but a very large growth this year in his game, and I look forward to it.
Well, I really hope so. I paid a lot for T-Law. At 105, I'm going to go Kyle Pitts. I've got my three top players. This is you'd love to see this.
Nice job. I like Pitts. I think he's great, but just based on how he produced last year, it wasn't like a roster changing in terms of fantasy move. Like, yeah, he was decent, but like how many games did he really like break? Like he had like Miami and then like the game after Miami, but everything else was like,
I think he had the Bills game was
pretty good. You know, pretty meh, pretty Jets. Like almost like it almost like Dalton Schultz probably helped you win more games, to be honest.
Oh, he did. I mean, but
and I'm not, like I said, I think with the right quarterback, he can blow up and, you know, he will be tight end one at some point.
He is tight end one.
Just the producers that I'm seeing or the position value that I'm seeing, I'm just continuing to take the guys that I think will just at least either be more valuable or score more points at some point.
Tight end six, PPR. But yeah. Hey, let him fall. I'll take him.
I respect him. I think he's a great player. Oh, so you went Pitts?
Yeah.
I'm going Javonte.
Yeah, at six.
Both for the potential upside and even trade value at this point, to be honest.
Exactly. People are still saying buy high. And now there's talks of, or was it a mock draft that had them drafting Kenneth Walker or something? I would buy that dip. I would absolutely buy a dip, but there probably wouldn't be one. People absolutely fucking adore the guy. He's good. I don't have any J-Will though. No J-Will. And it's because I'm not taking him in drafts. I traded him away, and I got an absurd return. And I'm not trading for him. It's just like I got my first Josh Allen in the startup because I'm never going to trade for Josh Allen. I'm never going to do it, but I'll take him. I had to take him over Herbert. I didn't love it, but I have so much Herbert. No Allen.
I've done two startups already, and I've been really late to the party on running backs in terms of just grabbing the wide receiver producers. And just feeling good about it.
Yeah, I'm in a startup right now, and I only have Breece Hall as a running back through 10 rounds, so it's getting a little shaky out there. I'm up at, what, 107?
Yes.
This one's tough. Jesus. I'm going to take Lance. I'm taking Lance. Ooh, yep.
Taking Lance.
Yep. Over my 101 from last year.
Well, I'm going to take your 101 from last year and take Justin Fields.
Yeah, so I was going to wait for Fields till I talked about him. But, yeah, he was my 101 last year. But everyone is concerned about T-Law. And then they just say, for Fields, it was Nagy. They don't – like, T-Law sucks with Urban Meyer. He's a bust. He's toast. Justin Fields sucked. He did. He sucked with Nagy. It was Nagy's fault. It was Nagy's fault. Nagy's a better coach than Meyer. Like, it's okay. Fields wasn't ready, but I'm not out on Fields. He would have been my next pick. I'm not out on Fields. I'm a little concerned about him. I hope he's good. You know, it made me look good. I fucking 101 last year, but I think he'll be okay. I'm just concerned. And, I'll take the guy that they can't. I'll take Lance, who they want to play Jimmy over and seem to want to bring in Brady. And he seems to be like the next Love 2.0, you know. Mm-hmm. But that was another thing I tweeted. Love sits behind the literal MVP back to back years. He's a bust. He's trash. He's garbage. Can't even see the field. Lance sits behind fucking Jimmy G, top 10 dynasty quarterback. Yeah, the duality of Dynasty Twitter. I love it.
Jordan Love does suck, though. I want to make sure
he probably does. He probably does. I don't think he's good. I'm just my verdict is still out because he played He played the fucking Chiefs game on short notice in Arrowhead, and then he had the game at the end of the year. Like, he's probably not good, but I have enough humility to be like, I don't know. I'm going to wait and see.
Now, if they don't re-sign or tag Davante Adams and they let Rodgers go, they might just let him run around the field. So he might be able to score fantasy points.
Something I was wondering is if that happens, I can see Aaron Jones getting value because people say, what else are they going to do? Give him the ball. And like, no, that's when you sell because That's never a good thing. It's never. When has it ever worked out? What else are they gonna do? That's what the defense is saying. What the fuck else are they gonna do? We're gonna take them away.
I love it if I can sell running backs right now too. Anyway, I understand that we have to wait a little bit for some more news on this, but because it's just so, it's so often we see running back injuries in the offseason, and it's just like, well, fuck, there goes all that value.
Yeah, I've been trying to get rid of. I had a lot of Aaron Jones. I got 111 for him. It was the only first I've been able to get for him. And I might take 201.
I have two shares left, and I don't think I'm going to be able to move them.
Yeah, so he might just be a hold, because I think he'll still be a top 12 running back next year. I'm up. I'm up at 10. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Should be 5, 9.
6, 7, 8, 9. And this one's tough. This one's real tough.
Not for me.
I'm going Elijah Moore.
You son of a bitch.
I'm going to go Elijah Moore type.
He's literally my 109.
Yeah, me too. This, like J Wolf, just even for trade value, but I do like the kid, and I like Zach Wilson. I like Zach Wilson's cost right now. And the dude, he absolutely balled out last year a good month before he got hurt.
Yeah, we definitely saw what the upside was. And I just think it's when I was talking with John on this, Dynasty Coach A, when we were talking about our rookies, I said he really has the ability to use his speed as leverage, just even at the goal line too. And we didn't even see that stuff yet. But he's so able to just kind of break defenders down, just even down the sideline. It's just insane. So yeah. It'd be really fun to watch him just in a full year kind of develop with Wilson, see what happens.
Yep.
Now, this is actually difficult because the three I have listed on my sheet could go either way, depending on what I'm looking for out of my teams.
Yeah. We're at 110 right now.
Yeah. Can I say the three and kind of explain my thought process behind each?
No, not yet. We'll get to that.
All right, I'm going to go Mac Jones then.
Okay.
Because I think this QB class sucks.
Hold on. I have to go down to find him. Hold on.
Oh.
There he is. Okay.
But I think this QB class sucks, and I'm going to lock up any sort of QB talent that I believe has a job for, you know, an extended period of time, and I think Mac Jones fits that bill.
Yeah, it's just the replace, like the opportunity cost of he'll get you like 10 to 15 points. I don't know if he'll get you 20 ever. I'd rather take a shot on these position players that will probably score as much as he will anyways.
That's fair.
But I am in that startup. I know I've said it like five times. I'm in a startup, but what I'm trying to say is in that startup I'm in, the quarterback fall, the drop off was absurd. I traded up to get Ryan Tannehill because then it was like Goff, Daniel Jones, Mills. Mills was like the next guy. Like it fucking falls off, dude.
I wonder where Goff's going to go on that draft.
Oh yeah. He just went over his, Dynasty Coach A. Want to talk about him again? The biggest Dotson truther out there takes Jared Goff. At least he got Howell. So, like I said, he's got both Detroit quarterbacks, though.
That is good. Yep.
So, God damn it. This is. I'm going to go DVS.
He was also my 111.
At 111. He actually was my. Oh, yeah, he is my 111, but you took Mac. So. Pushed him up.
I like this pick. I think he gives you really good floor with if the target share can continue to rise, a really pretty decent ceiling as well.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about your pick. Yeah.
No, I was talking about yours.
Thank you.
I can't let this guy fall in the first round. I'm going ETN.
Okay.
I like the upside at running back here. We haven't seen that he can or cannot do anything. As long as he comes back healthy, I think we're going to have some electric plays coming out of this backfield.
Yeah. I'm glad you took him so I didn't have to choose between these two, because I have Elijah Mitchell, 201. I had him actually ahead of ETN, but really I probably would take ETN before Mitchell in a startup or something. So Elijah Mitchell, 201. I hope he continues to have the role. I'm a little more concerned than others. And he got beat up. He missed a good amount of time, like two different stints or three stints where he was out for a couple games, but when he's in, he was a talent, and it was a great scheme for him. So 201 Elijah Mitch.
I'm with you. I'm not as trusting in Elijah Mitchell just holding onto that job. Not saying he's not capable.
Yeah.
I just don't trust that.
I don't trust that mysterious coach he's got.
Exactly. Or that he can stay healthier. Or there's just so many variables in which he doesn't keep the job by himself.
Yeah. And he's probably a self for me right now.
His value is just kind of meh. All right. I'm going to go with Amon-Ra St. Brown.
202. The Amon-Ra truthers are fucking triggered right now.
There's only two other guys I consider here, and one of them was Muth, and the other one was Zach Wilson.
Well,
but in the second round, maybe Amon-Ra keeps as a solid wide receiver too. Maybe, I don't know.
That was another headline I saw, is that Amon-Ra's ready to prove doubters wrong. So like literally everyone's doubting him. It's not just it's not just Dynasty Twitter. Like he's hearing it from other places. 203. I'm gonna get Luth with Muth. We had the same three actually here, but Muth was above a couple guys for me. He was above ETN, Mac, and Amon-Ra. I'm Luth as fuck, dude.
I love Luth. I just don't know what the next quarterback's gonna do, and that scares me.
Yeah.
So that's it. No individual player, nothing wrong with him whatsoever.
I think he'll be. I'm more scared for the wide receivers, but because a shitty quarterback loves his tight end. But maybe we need to. Maybe that's just like hearsay. Like maybe that's just like something people say. I say it. I just did.
So I'm gonna pair. You didn't know this, but we actually traded. You gave me the 109 to pick, so I took Elijah Moore. I'm gonna stack him with Zach Wilson.
Nice, that's a good pick.
I think there's a lot more for Wilson's game to uncover. I just think his value is really depressed right now, so it's a little bit more difficult to either get something of value from him or even have the faith that he should be like your QB2 or QB3 right now. But I am perfectly fine having him on many of my rosters.
Yeah, that was what, 204? That was my next pick as well. This is the year where he'll either show you if he'll be an NFL quarterback or not. He was showing flashes at the end of the year. I was overzealous. I've said this before. I was overzealous on the Jets in general, thinking that the coaching staff would, that they were like actually turning it around, and they weren't the fucking Jets. They were the fucking Jets. They had a first-time head coach. I don't know what I was thinking. I gave him way too much credit. But I saw what I saw from Zach Wilson was like what I saw. Like, great arm talent. The kid can fucking sling it. He wasn't put in good positions. Like he was being asked to run like an offense that was just a little bit too much for him. And all he had was Corey Davis at first to throw to, because Elijah was hurt to start the year, wasn't he? Or at least not 100.
Wasn't he sick or something? Or no, that was Mims. Never mind.
Mims is dead. Oops. Anyways, I like Zach Wilson, and he's. I think he's a buy right now. He's pretty depressed. His value is pretty depressed. So I don't know exactly what you can get for him for, but
he might. I'd definitely be a buyer in the market.
This is a tough pick. This is a tough pick. What are we at right now? This is 205.
Yeah.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Fuck, I need one more person. I'm gonna go Michael Carter. I liked Michael Carter coming out, so we're going back to back Jets here. I liked Michael Carter coming out, and he showed pretty. I mean, he showed he had what 950 scrimmage yards for the Jets. He showed what I thought he was, and I think he doesn't have any competition, and I don't think he'll get much competition because I hope the Jets understand they have so many more needs than running back. So I think he'll be a good stopgap RB2 for you this year. But he's also possibly a sell. He's very high in sleeper talk right now. Like everyone's all over Michael Carter this right now. So, but at 205, yeah, I'll go Michael Carter.
I think he's harder to get than a guy picked at 205 in last year's rookie draft. Like I'm saying in this redraft idea, but I do like it. He surprised me. I thought he was a 1B. I thought he was going to be a 1B on a team, like good. But like the other guy was going to be the productive, like, flashy guy. Yeah. But he produced a lot more than I was expecting, and even the receiving game. So that gives me a lot of hope. And actually, he was going to be the third Jet since we traded me 109. I was going to have three Jets on my fantasy roster, which is just going to be weird to me. But yeah, I do. I like him. I think RB2 is probably his floor. But it's so hard to value him, like set an actual value on him right now. But then it's probably a little bit more difficult to acquire him too at this point, like you said.
Yeah.
For what are we at? 206. I'm going to go with Bateman.
Yep.
I think that after Carter, it falls off pretty. Like there's a pretty big drop in just value and tiering type thing. And I think Bateman has what we want to see as a receiver that could consistently put up at least 12 points a game. Because what's interesting is that I believe it was like wide receiver 49 in PPR leagues this year that was averaged up to 9.9 fantasy points per game. So 12 isn't crazy good, but consistent 12 is pretty good in my opinion. And I think that could be something that could be pretty much his floor. And then if you throw a touchdown in every three or four games, you're getting, 18 to 20 point weeks. And I like that.
Yeah. If only he had a quarterback throwing to him, right? I think Lamar is a real comeback candidate this year.
That's like the same people that are like, well, Hollywood really fell off at the back half of the season. That's because Mark Andrews got every freaking target because Huntley really targeted Mark Andrews.
Mark Andrews is a goddamn beast. He did it with both quarterbacks too. Like even when Lamar went out, he still produced with I had his name, whatever. What's his name? Huntley. Thank you.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. I had it. I wasn't going to say it. I was just going to say the backup. Then I was like, I know it.
And then, I know it.
Poof, gone. 207?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go with the 206 in last year's rookie. I have ADP from last year. Kadarius Toney. This one's tough. It is going to be the make or break year because it's the make or break year with Daniel Jones. They're bringing in Daboll. So maybe they turn it around when he was healthy and he got the ball. Like he wasn't bad. I don't know. I'll go Toney. It's pretty gross right now.
There's upside there. It's just probably not going to be realized.
Yeah.
Same thing with the next guy that I'm going to take. I'm taking another quarterback. I'm taking Davis Mills.
That's who I was between. I just don't think Mills is anything past this year.
Most likely not, but we saw at the end of the season, he had a couple 20-point games. So, he can reach over that threshold. And who knows with a little bit more seasoning. The issue is I don't know if the offense is going to change under Lovie, and that kind of freaks me out. And, like, I was talking to you about this probably 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. I just have a feeling that like Walker is going to go to like Houston and it's like not going to help the passing game.
Yeah.
So like,
I was trying to think of running back landing spots and I'm like, the bad teams need running backs, but I hope the bad teams know that you don't need a running back right now. You need so much more than just a running back.
And this is our draft to go and get wide receivers in.
Yeah.
Like think of like Drake London here, a big guy, a big target that Mills can throw to.
Yeah. Mills wasn't bad. I just don't know. And I think he is safe for this year. It doesn't make sense for them to draft a quarterback this year. I just don't know what he is past this year. But he produced pretty well last year. I mean, and to get him at 208 is not bad. I mean, he was taken
like 305.
305 is what I have. So after Trask.
The last thing I want to say about this too is that I don't think he's a buy or a sell right now. Because I don't think you can sell him for what adequate value should be of a quarterback that you can play next year that like isn't Ben Roethlisberger. But I don't think he's a buy because there's a lot of people that are looking for early seconds or like multiple mid second or thirds.
I would,
and if you have them, you're not getting good offers right now.
I think I would take a chance and sell Mills and a four or a flyer. For an early second, or I would pay an early second for Mills and then try and flip Mills in season, like a Mills and a third for a first. That's the plan that I would have with Mills right now. But I don't have any Mills, not one.
I drafted a lot of Mills because I had a plan to flip him, but I never got the window to flip him. Yeah. And now I'm like, you know what? I'm going to hold on because there's no reason to sell him right now because I'm just getting trash offers.
Yeah, sell him in the season. Add to him, though. Like, you might have to add a third and a player, but get yourself a first. And I think it might seem like a lot at the time, but I'm going to tell you next year for rookie drafts, you're going to thank yourself for doing it because the odds are he'll be out of a job. And you're getting yourself a really good player in next year's first. 209?
Yep.
I'm going to Ramondre Stevenson. A 1B running back here at the end of the second. We're scraping the barrel here with these last couple picks, I think. You could put them in any order, I think. There's no right pick here, I don't think, after that Mills pick.
I'm going Josh Palmer.
Oh,
I think if they don't
there were no right picks, but there are wrong picks. <I'm> sorry.
I'm going to hear about that later in the group chat. But depending on how they end up filling that wide receiver room, you know, Guyton's restricted, things like that. But there were instances during the season in which he showed good elevation, strong hands, and like not being fearful going up for the football, which is something in a Herbert-led rocket offense. It could be something where he takes some chances on taking shots at Palmer and then they pay off. So,
yeah.
At 210, I'm not mad about it.
No, I'm just giving you shit. I mean, until they, you know, tag BMW. No, he doesn't have that nickname anymore. Mike Williams. He does not deserve nicknames. Mike Williams, and they bring in Allen Robinson, like we talked about. But
it took me forever to figure out what BMW was when they first started using it. I was like, what the hell? Why is he BMW?
Yeah. What are we at? 211?
Mm-hmm.
Last pick? I guess I'll go Rondale. I have to at least draft him, right? I was so high on him. I'm worried about Rondale, though. He wasn't used at all like we both anticipated he would be used. But he was my guy, so I'll stick with him.
It's weird, too, because it was like inconsistent snap shares and like inconsistent.
He fell off hard at the end of the year. At the end of the year, like he wasn't seeing the field. That was concerning.
And what was it that was causing that? Because like when he was on as a rookie wide receiver, you know, what are your levels of expectation as a coaching staff? But like when he was on the field earlier on, you know, he made some plays. I was expecting a lot of short passes to kind of accumulate a stat line at the end of the day. And I don't know if it's just like Kyler not looking underneath like we expected, but Kyler had a very short yard per attempt last year. And so that's what grabbed my attention.
They had a lot of design plays for Rondale, but they were all near their goal line and he got fucking stuffed, which was weird. Like they weren't really designing plays for him before like the 10-yard line. But then they were doing it like in the red zone. They were using him how we thought he would be used in general, you know, like bubble screens and stuff.
I wonder if the gravity of losing Hopkins and the gravity he has on the field really makes a difference.
I think it does. But wrap it up.
I can't quit you, Terrace. I'm going with Terrace Marshall.
We bookend this with our shitty wide receivers that we were all in on last year.
He was my wide receiver 6. I said he is one of my favorite in the draft because I think he's got a chance at being an alpha. But something that I think we're seeing with the NFL in the last few years is the transition from not wanting a ton of big-bodied wide receivers that just do certain things to a lot more space-creating receivers. More of the point guard shooting guards versus the power forward type of receivers. So I think that could be an issue. I don't know why he was getting, you know, outsnapped by guys of less caliber than him coming into the league. I can't give that reason. I don't know if it was a conceptual issue or something, but I'm not giving up on him yet.
Best of luck. Rondale's snap share decreased, but Terrace Marshall was healthy scratches, and that shit's just concerning. My thing, though, was that I kid you not, I didn't get any Terrace Marshall last year. I liked him. I didn't get any of them. And then every time I inquired to trade for him, I shit you not, every single person said, I think he could be the wide receiver one in this class. Every single one, every single person said that. They were, everyone who got him loved him. And that's probably why you can't quit him. Some guys that got left off, though, that I probably would have gone Gainwell over Rondale, but we're saving the face here.
I had Gainwell listed, but I just don't trust his – obviously, he's on the field more than Terrace Marshall is, but I just don't trust the workload or usability next year.
Yeah.
I do trust that he's electric enough to do something if he gets workload, just not if he get that he's going to get it.
And then there's Hubbard, Collins. Those are the other guys on my short list.
Khalil Herbert's one.
Oh, Herbert.
Because there's a chance that the Bears don't re-sign Montgomery. He steps in to be the lead back or at least share a role in it next year. Or not next year, the year after this year, I should say.
Sermon, I don't think. He might have been like a mid-third if we kept going. But
yeah, probably.
We're wrapping it up. You saw how gross it just got there at the end. And speaking of wrapping it up.
What the hell?
Yo, the sign is real simple, B. It says wrap it up. Wrap that up, B.
All right, so. We're back. That was the show. I guess the only thing left is you have a gripe of the week, dude.
Oh, fuck yeah, I do. I got to drop 30K on new plumbing.
You got to lay some
pipe? Can't handle it. Can't handle it. I'm going to have to lay a bunch of pipe. But I'm paying some guys to come over to my house and do it for me.
Yeah. Oh, whoa. Oh, we don't edit, Tim. That's on the waves now, man. That's out of my hands.
You'll probably put it in the intro. It's fine.
Not anymore, dude. I wish. Maybe we'll have to go back just for that. We'll have to go back to an old day. But it's 2022. We don't edit pods anymore. which I got to say, it loses a little touch. But if we grow and get actually like a good audience, then we might go back to that because I really like to put care into my pods and make them a real piece of art, you know. But for, you know, the 10 people that listen, sometimes it's like, you motherfuckers don't even know.
Don't even know.
My gripe of the week is concert goers. I went to two concerts this weekend. One was Tool, fantastic. The next one was Billie Eilish, and I was in GA. And this isn't about Billie. It's not about Billie. She was fine. She was great. It's about people in general admission at shows. They don't understand. They don't know what it's like what it means to be a general admission. You're not entitled to your spot, dude. You're gonna get bumped. You're gonna get pushed around. It's not personal. Don't try and start a fight with me. Like, I don't know why, but it happens to me at almost every single show. And I'm not going crazy pushing people or nothing, unless it's like, I feel like everybody should have to go to like a punk show, like a Bad Religion show, where you're an anchovy just getting thrashed around as people fucking body surf on you. And then you're gonna learn. Oh, this is what general admission is. So I went home and I made some fucking business cards. And they say, welcome to your first show. You have chosen general admission. You will be pushed, shoved, and nudged. Enjoy with a smiley face. And then on the back is a concert. That's my gripe. It happens a lot. And it ruins the show because I get like fucking anxious because he was behind me. I just thought, I was like, oh my God, is this guy going to like fucking hit me because I fucking got to my wife because he was like grabbing her ass and shit. Like, I should beat the shit out of you, dude. That's my gripe, man. Killing me out there. You got a highlight?
Yeah, I had some of my people over for the Super Bowl. It was awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
Dude jumped in my pool and then got his hair dyed. It was fucking weird, man.
Bro, that
how cold was that pool?
it was pretty 50 cold.
The next day we checked it.
Yeah, it was 50. It was cold. It was warmer that day too. I like cold water and stuff, but I was down there trying to get your discs, and I was down there and I was like, one, two, oh my God, get out. Get out, dude. You gotta get out. Yeah, it was fucking cold.
If we asked Linda and Omega what their highlight was, it might have been on the rug, to be honest with you.
Oh yeah, they love that. That rug was nice though. I liked the couch. I slept on the couch. I didn't even bother.
Did you really?
Yeah, I liked it more than the air mattress.
Good. Okay.
Yeah. No, the couches were sweet. And you had the chargers, charging ports right in them. Yeah, the couch was fantastic. My highlight is that Elden Ring comes out on Friday and it's gonna snow, so your boy took the day off. I'm just gonna fucking, I'll be streaming it right here on Twitch.
What is coming out?
Elden Ring, the next From Software game.
Oh, okay, okay.
Dark Souls and stuff. Mm-hmm. So open world should be fun. I guess my other highlight, I don't know if he said anything, so maybe I shouldn't say anything, but Herms at Herms NFL has got some big news. I don't know if he, I don't want to be the one to break it.
I don't know either. I don't know if he's brought some stuff up in our chats, but I don't know.
All right. Well, anyways, shout out Herms and go follow him. He's got some pretty cool news coming out soon. Anything else for the people?
Nope.
Yeah, me either. So thanks for listening. And, we will be back next week. We're going to get back into the swing of things. Off season's here. We're going to, we're back, baby. That's the main event. This is the outro.